Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Fire has damaged or destroyed buildings in a historic downtown block in Michigan's far northern Upper Peninsula. The fire began around 11 p.m. Friday in Calumet, a village in Houghton County, 275 miles northwest of the Mackinac Bridge. Video posted online shows a shower of bricks as a building collapsed. Hundreds of people flocked to the site to watch firefighters try to control the blaze. At least 30 people were displaced, and three firefighters were treated for smoke inhalation or minor injuries. Wisconsin election officials have identified just over 24 potential cases of voter fraud from November's presidential election. That's out of the more than 3 million ballots that were cast. Those cases were forwarded to local district attorneys for possible prosecution. The small fraction of voter fraud cases detected is in line with suspected voter fraud in past elections in the battleground state. It's also far below unsubstantiated accusations made by former President Donald Trump. President Joe Biden is pushing for a $2 trillion spending package focused on infrastructure, economy, climate, and jobs. The American Jobs Plan is designed to promote longer-term economic recovery. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with Senator Tammy Baldwin about how it could impact the Northwoods.
The American Jobs Plan at its heart is an infrastructure bill, with infrastructure being defined in a broad way, according to Senator Tammy Baldwin.
To make sure that we are going to be the leading global economy moving forward.
It would tackle issues like bridge and road repairs, housing, and water pipe and service line improvements. It would also transition the U.S. to greener energy sources, invest in infrastructure research, and designate $100 billion to broadband with the goal of giving all Americans access to affordable and reliable high-speed internet. Baldwin says that's key for Wisconsin, where roughly 14% of residents live in an area without broadband access, and 70% have limited options.
With regard to broadband, it's really about getting the job done, because our investment hasn't been completed when we have so many people who do not have access to high-speed internet services.
The American Jobs Plan calls for $111 billion to be invested in the country's water infrastructure. It would replace all lead pipe and service lines and upgrade the country's drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater systems to tackle new contaminants like PFAS. Baldwin told me PFAS was being addressed in a number of different ways at the federal level that would help set standards on what, if any, amount of PFAS is safe.
Certainly with regard to removal and remediation, there will be some, the effort will be to include some provisions in this infrastructure bill to help with that.
President Biden plans to pay for the $2 trillion American Jobs Plan mostly by raising corporate taxes. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Oneida County Economic Development Corporation is hosting an economic summit. The event will help businesses of all sizes and types get matched with resources in the community. Jeff Verdorn is the executive director of the Oneida County Economic Development Corporation.
Folks have had a chance to think, and I think the need for these resources is even stronger now post-pandemic. And that's why we want to kind of jumpstart this and get this information in folks' hands.
The summit is June 10th at the Pines Event Center in Rhinelander. The event is free, but registration is required as it's limited to 150 people.
Anyone from somebody who's trying to start a business, and I've had a number of calls from folks just, you know, trying to figure out how to start a new business, to establish small businesses, folks that want to improve their business, to large manufacturers. We've done some great projects with large manufacturers in our area over the years as well. Each has different needs, and that's why we have all the different organizations that can support each of those needs in one place.
We have a link to register on our website, wxpr.org. The State Department of Natural Resources is expanding gathering limits for outdoor events at state parks as COVID-19 cases continue to wane. The department announced Friday that volunteer groups, special event groups, hikes, and education programs can now be as large as 350 people. And outdoor campsites, shelters, and amphitheaters will also increase to maximum capacity, or 350 people, whichever is less. All other DNR facilities, including nature centers and indoor group camps, remain closed to the public. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.